We're ready.
Okay.
I got the machine in the back of.
Okay.
Because of the challenges with the recording, I said, you know.
Okay.
Right, I'll get some.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty.
All righty.
See you later.
See you later.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. Good afternoon. I'm having a ball here in Brattleboro. It's nice to be out of the birdhouse. Well, let's see. So I'll focus on me. First of all, I wanted to ask a simple question. The tone of my chart, I was talking with Dan. Would you say it's mercurial? Predominantly Mercury ruled, or a different planet ruling it, or shared tone of the chart?
I would agree.
Mercury ruled. I would feel that way too. Good. That's great because it's in line with the writing and the being thought focused and all. It makes sense. Okay, great. Now, a quick question about the grandchildren. I was wondering what the focus animals were. I have Patrick. Focus animal?
Your impression?
My impression? Beaver. I don't know.
Otter.
An otter. He's a little otter. Oh my gosh. And George? He's like always got his neck high, squealing emotional. He's something more frantic, like a meerkat or something. I don't know.
Giraffe.
A giraffe? See that? That neck comes in with him. Okay, good. All right. Big neck. Okay. And my daughter Stephanie, could you tell me what animal she might be? I don't really... She goes like a tiger. She's cat-like to me somehow. Am I in the ballpark?
You are.
All right? Cat-like.
And I would express a snow leopard.
A snow leopard. Wow. And her husband, finally, Brian feels much drier somehow, and a little more vertical, not stealthy like that, but, you know, much more upright and vertical and drier somehow. I'm trying to tune in, but that's the feeling I get around him. Whatever that's worth. That fits in. Beautiful. You know, maybe I should ask for Greg, too, because he's a character. And he's a very versatile, connective type. And I know I'm a flamingo, and that's what I get about that, even though I spend a lot of time alone. There's an undercurrent of wanting to connect deeply with everything. So he has some of that, too. He's a connector. He wants to interact and travel and move around. Is he also... bird-like, maybe, or no? What is he?
Spider monkey.
A spider monkey? Oh, gosh. Oh, I love it. Okay, great. Well, we're done with the animal thing. Okay, so now one of the things I wanted to talk about was how wonderful the meditation has been that I've been involved with. Something has happened in the meditation that I've been doing. The first time I mentioned it briefly in the end of a session, you said spend more time. So something happened. Not only did it deepen, but it became much larger, and it was really rippling out into my physical world so much more. So my question is, would you validate that that's a
Definitely.
Result of meditation? And that I wanted to continue and move into the dream yoga part of this, because I feel like what's happening is physical reality is getting much more dreamlike. And I feel like I could be lucid dreaming at night and directing more and moving into a place where I'm aware I'm dreaming and creating the physical reality as a dream too. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Might I have some success with that? Is that something that you think would be appropriate to explore?
Definitely.
For me? The
yes.
Type? Okay, good. All right, I'm enjoying this. It felt like I matured a lot and grew a lot. the 2 years, the boundaries are getting a little clearer. I'm not so sure it's the meditation, or, well, let's put it this way. It feels like there was a wanting to move to the next level, the desire in the self. So I found the mechanism to create more change in a much more positive, expanded way that was much more comfortable and satisfying. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
That's what happened. So that the, I know I don't put the cart before the horse or vice versa, but they both happen somehow. They emerge
yes.
together. Okay, good. Okay, well, this is moving along very quickly.
Meditation can be tremendously effective and can be very instrumental in expanding. It can be very affecting in your daily life.
Yes.
It can change your perception. It can change your interactions, how you move through your day. It can aid considerably in being much more present.
Yes.
There are tremendous benefits
yes.
to meditation.
I even thought it might impede creativity, but on the contrary, it has made a more relaxed ground, which feels more fertile.
Yes.
And the biggest change of all has been much more self-confidence in anything I want to do and the releasing of this angst about the future. It's, I'm really, let me explain something that happens that's going on for me. I move into a place where I see myself projected in front of me, cross-legged, holding my quartz crystal, which is very powerful. When I use that crystal, it's like a focal point to lock in, okay? So I'm floating in front of myself and I turn like a cartoon, white, but the crystal, I see my hands in reverse and everything. And that image of myself comes into me slowly, slowly. It merges with me and I feel myself as essence greater than I am, and then I expand out almost into the cosmos even, and it feels, wow, just really. So everything drops away. I don't have thought. I don't have feeling. I just have the awareness that I do that, and it's gone. And I can really trust to let that go if I want, even in my physical day. So now I'm having moments where I just let it go, and everything is gone. And then I hear this sound in both ears. It's very, almost like your air conditioner. In the, it's something like that. But when I focus on the sound at the beginning of the meditation, I open up, expand, so, you know, like big, there's great distances between the anatomy even. It's just opening up cells, opening up everything, so that I'm just hearing that hum. So focused, so steady, so comfortable. So that's what's going on. It feels really good. Even driving up here, I focused on the sound while I drove for an hour. So that was like a partial meditation, like holding the state of spaciousness and luminosity and openness and expandedness. So the drive was very comfortable, fast, effortless. So that's what's happening.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It feels very nice.
That is tremendous.
Thank you. It feels good. It comes in the day, walking with Daniel in the coffee shop. With Mary, she's talking about quilts or the dogs. Good. So that feels very good. I'm very happy. Which leads into, I had a wonderful dream a week ago where I was flying on cardboard boxes. It was so happy. I put a cardboard box, instead of the broomstick, was a cardboard box, and I was controlling the flying. So I thought, again, you know, this was a fun thing. I enjoyed it, and it was very creative. Oh, by the way, ideas emerge in the meditation. I'll get a pop-up just out of nowhere, like a word. Very nice stuff happening. I'm enjoying it.
Excellent.
Okay, good. Then I got the silver bowl with the lapis, and I put the stone in, I lit the fire. I'm hanging over the stove, I'm pouring sweat and steam coming out at me. It's like flowing, and I'm just into this thing, and I realize I've done this before. I can feel it's familiar, hanging over something and sniffing it up, and I smelled like sulfury smell. I'm like, okay, this is pretty good. And then I started getting imagery for people, and it was very nice, and I shared it with them. They were very happy with it. So do you think that this stuff I'm sharing, now the it feels good for me, but I'm never sure the reception on the other side. So I'm always wondering, this is the thing I go through. People say, well, give me information or tell me something, and then I don't want to plant the seed like I've done, which is crappy, but just really share an image. But there's an interpretation I get for the image too. So would you think that that's all right as a process?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, for instance, JF said I listened to it 4 times this week. Which is so helpful for me with my challenges with my intestines. It's really helpful. And the imagery seems to speak to people. But it's not exactly scrying, spying. No. It's really just tuning into the people around me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I asked interesting. Good. I asked about Marilyn Monroe, JFK, and... the third person will come in, Jack the Ripper. Why? Because they're in my books, and my books are fun. Now I wanted to run a few things by you. With Marilyn Monroe, I got actually, in the scrying, 3 individuals that were involved in manipulating her and killing her. Is that what happened? Somebody crept in the room at night. I saw somebody all... Is that what happened to her? In the scrying, that's what I saw. Marilyn Monroe was in her room. Something happened. Something was put over her face. Something like a chloroform or something, and she was removed. There was a theory about an injection or something. She had pills shoved down her throat, but somebody manipulated her in that space like that. She didn't die naturally. That was the thing that came in. And I got 3 people involved, and they were...
None of it was natural.
Okay. I got like almost mercenary people who were hired for this job. They were known to aspects of government who had put this whole scenario together and orchestrated it. That was the feeling I got. Behind the scenes. So.
What I would express here is that it was a combination of actions and... Did the other individual... Yes, there were other individuals involved.
Okay.
Did the other individuals actually murder her? No. Did they aid in her action of... discontinuing her life? Yes. Were they influencing? Yes.
Ah. Okay.
But she did generate that
action.
Choice.
Okay.
But it was definitely a combination. There were other influences. Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
And I would actually express that... There were individuals that were connected with different aspects of the government, of your government, that were involved.
Okay.
That in their perception, she was damaging and a threat.
Yes, exactly. She had gone out with a couple of the brothers, and I don't think they were really involved with her demise as much as others around who were viewing the scenario and
correct.
Being protective and controlling.
Correct.
So that nobody actually crept in her room and did anything to her, but the influence was similar to
yes.
somebody actually, you know, you can work on people when they're distraught and
yes.
get them to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. Okay, great. Okay, very interesting. So JFK came in also because he was connected with her. He'll be in the book, too, in the future. And his scenario was somewhat similar in that there was behind-the-scenes movement from other areas that were not... somebody else was blamed, somebody else shot the person who was blamed, but there were parties who were removed who were actually... They had a vested interest in this man not living because they had an agenda that they wanted to move forward with, and he threatened it also. And it was related to structures of authority that were already in power that he would threaten and dismantle. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then as far as Jack the Ripper, I forgot what I got for Jack the Ripper, except that he felt like he was acting out of his own emotional angst, and he ended up dying shortly after all this, or being done away with in some manner through some sort of, I get like he got trampled or hurt or in a similar way to violent way to what he had inflicted.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I...
But not intentionally.
No. This was a real accident. Like, he either got thrown overboard and drowned or something. I see when I tune into him like a canal and a walkway with, like, horses and carriages, and something happened there. Is that what happened there? Was he trampled by horses or something? He fell into a canal? He got bloody and trampled or something. Okay, good. All right. So this is fun. But the most... I know it sounds crazy, but... It's helpful for people around me. Like, I get a little direction. It's inspiring. But the personal stuff, I just tried it to see if I could scry. Okay, so that's fun. So that leads to the next thing, which is the astral world. Okay, so what I wanted to ask about, because this is a fun session. I've had enough. So the thing is, writing about the astral world is a physical reality that interpenetrates this reality, or is parallel to this reality, or is finer.
Define what you are attempting to describe, rather than the words you are using.
It's a world where, from the physical standpoint, what you would view would be much more transparent and translucent. So from this reality, that's not solid. It has a translucency.
That would be an astral
description.
Projection and a description of astral expression and display. Yes.
So, in this astral world...
But that is not...
Yeah.
This is what I was questioning. That is not its own world.
Right.
That is what you project.
Correct.
When you are projecting yourself, not teleporting, but you are continued to be in a very limited and small degree connected with your physical body, but you are projecting all of your awareness out
okay.
of your physical body, and you are moving and functioning and doing, but not with the inclusion
of the physical
your physical body. Therefore, there is not an astral world
right.
that exists.
Right.
You create that when you do that action.
So, when I create my projection in physical reality, there's no world here. There's energy happening and I can figure it into a world. Is that true? Versus the astral projection where I'm configuring that world. In other words, if I project it enough that way, I can create a reality as real as this reality I'm in now.
it would be as real. It is as real.
Yes.
But not as solid.
Correct. But in other words, Elias, if I got this correct, this is an energy reality that I can figure into physical objects, and I solidify it by focusing my attention on what's here. And I could figure energy, for instance. So I know there's a reality here that we all agree upon, and there's a blueprint of this physical reality, yet I am constantly configuring it to create what I see, my perception of it.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, is there a similar process which would occur with an astral world? Or could I make it up? Because I got a whole astral world going.
Now that is two different subjects.
Okay, yes.
When you are projecting.
Yes.
In an astral sense.
Yes.
You are still engaging this reality. Therefore, you are still configuring everything in the reality the same. The reality is as solid as it is in your objective waking experience. The you that is participating in that is not. The reality is solid.
Okay, great.
You are maneuvering
great.
Through it, and in that you are not bound to certain aspects of space and time.
Right. The blueprint of this physical reality. No, okay, I'll back up.
No, you are bound to the blueprint of this reality, but not necessarily in relation to space and time for you. Now, what that means is that you can move.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Your projection of you.
Yes.
Can move through space and time. You can project yourself in that astral body.
Yes.
In different physical locations and different time frameworks. But whatever location you are in, whatever time you are in, the time and the space arrangement is equally as solid as your waking objective experience.
I hear you.
Projecting into a reality that is not as solid, that appears to be similar to your astral body, that is an entirely different action.
Ooh.
And projecting into a reality that, in your perception, you are inventing.
That's what I'm doing, yes.
That is another entirely different
okay.
action.
Is it an imagined action more?
That is an interesting word, and I would express in one capacity, yes, but then I would clarify that and express that that is not fantasy.
That this world
exists,
and it is
that
not...
It is real. It is not fantasy.
Okay.
But is it imagined? Yes.
Yes.
But what you imagine is real. It merely may not be a part of this reality.
This gets very, very, very interesting, because what I'm trying to do as I go through the world creation process, I find that I get hung a little because I'm having other dimensions come in and this kind of thing, this fantasy sort of thing, and then imaginary. And then I'm a little confused. Could that possibly happen and be real? From an astral perspective, if I'm the physicalized astral body in this astral projection and I'm creating the imagery again, where it's existing and I'm configuring it, right? Ooh. No.
No.
All right. I need help here. Okay. I need help.
First of all,
yeah.
You are generating a perception that there is another official physical reality.
Correct. Like an astral reality, right?
That there is the astral reality, which is one reality.
Yes.
And that this physical reality is another.
You're right.
Reality. And that you are choosing to place yourself.
Correct.
In one or the other.
Correct. That's what
no.
I do. No. Okay. So now, all right.
This reality, let's
yes.
begin
yes.
with that.
Yes.
This reality.
Yes.
That you participate in, that you see, that you input through your senses, is being created by your perception.
Yes.
In every moment. There is no other
yes.
official reality
correct.
That you can insert yourself into.
Yes.
In addition to the reality that you are creating, there is only the reality that you are creating. There is no other reality that you can step into and step out of.
Okay.
Now, in relation to astral projection. In that, when you are generating this perception that there is this official reality, this additional reality to whatever you are creating, and that you can
unofficial.
Step into it, that you are generating this perception that you, perhaps you as essence, or you as something other than you in this physical manifestation. That is the real you. And then you step into
yes.
this physical.
But,
no.
Okay.
No. This is the reason that I have expressed for a considerable time framework in actuality from the onset of this forum. That there are countless yous of you.
Okay.
What
okay.
that means is all of that exists here, now.
Okay.
It is a matter of attention and how
okay.
you are directing
okay.
your attention. This physical you is you.
Yes, because my attention's here.
This physical you is not a partial you.
No.
It is not a you that you step into when you want to.
Right.
This is you.
Right.
But dependent upon how you move your attention, which your attention can be connected to physical, but it isn't physical in itself. Dependent upon how you direct your attention,
okay.
that affects your perception.
Yes. Right.
And your perception creates the actual reality.
Right.
This is how individuals that you deem to be incorporating dementia or Alzheimer's this is what they are doing. Right. They are moving their attention. And therefore, as they focus their attention in a different direction, it changes their entire reality. Does that mean that their physical manifestation is no longer in that reality? No, it is. But their attention is moved to another reality. Therefore, they are engaging more than one reality at one time.
Okay.
All realities occupy the same space arrangement.
Okay.
And time, how it moves, is a configuration of each reality. Therefore, it moves differently with each reality.
Okay.
Now, in relation to any physical reality, the key components for physical matter, which you are and everything around you is perception and time. Without time, there is no physical matter. That is a determining factor.
Yes, yes.
Without perception, there is no physical manifestation. Therefore, the combination of those two factors creates physical reality.
Okay.
Now, when you are creating an action in which you move your attention and are creating a different type of reality that does not include the solidity of this reality that you are accustomed to, you are affecting those components of time
and
perception. When you lessen your hold and your attention with perception, you lessen the solidity of reality.
Feel it in meditation.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. When you suspend time, you lessen the solidity of physical matter.
Okay.
Because what physical matter actually is a considerable slowing of movement.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Your physical table is actually moving.
Yes, I have experienced this.
Yes.
So I
the slower it moves, the more solid it appears.
Correct.
In this, that involves time.
Right, it does, yes.
When you begin to suspend time,
yes,
then that glue is not as present. And you see the movement more obviously. And therefore, objects do not appear solid.
Okay, now one quick question in here. In the scrying, that's an example of removing perception and time somewhat to have a different, a shifted kind of quality where some imagery will appear. How can I relate what happens there versus dreaming versus these other realities we're talking. Is that a huge subject for another session?
No. What I would express to you is you are not suspending perception.
You're always perceiving.
If you involve anything physical, anything.
Even dreaming?
Yes.
Okay.
Dream imagery is imagery, and it is generated by the objective awareness.
Got it.
And objective awareness involves perception.
Correct. Okay.
There is no imagery without perception.
Okay, got it.
You must have perception to create imagery.
Got it. Okay.
Therefore, if you are seeing anything, if you are connecting with anything, if it is a thing, there is perception involved. Because without perception, there is no thing.
Okay, gotcha.
There is only action.
Only action. And I experience the action of awareness in that meditative state. In other words, something happens there that's very profound, and I can't put it in words, but this objectification of my reality is dissolved, for lack of a better word. There's no image, no feeling, but a state of just expandedness.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right. That is different.
Yes, that's a different
point. That is moving in a direction of setting aside the perception.
It's an action of being, though.
That is the reason you incorporate difficulty.
Right, but it's an action. It's being. It's just pure being. It's an action. I experience it as action. All right. Okay, great.
Yes.
Wow. So when people die now, and we talked about the holes before, I'm just going to be very brief because I have a few questions I do want to ask other people. Just may I check the time? Because this is so much fun. I'm having such a ball. It's good. I have a lot of time. These guys are cool. Okay. So, when you die and you create the holes and you're... What happens after all that? That's still a physical state, you know, you're in the transition where you sleep into it. It's still very physical, okay? Then you're doing the holes and you're manipulating through the hole. After you finish and you get bored with all that, then what do?
It depends. Some individuals don't become bored.
So can they stay there for extended periods?
Very much so.
Okay, that's part of this book thing. That's why it's fun.
Yes, they can.
All right.
That is definitely a choice.
All right.
I would express that, generally speaking, the determining factor is the moment that they remember their death.
Right.
But from that point,
choices.
It is a choice. They can continue to maneuver and create in that physical capacity, in which they are continuing to generate imagery, and they can explore that to unlimited degrees.
Okay, I love that.
And in that, obviously, they will also become more and more aware that imagination is real.
That's right, okay.
And that they can use that as an avenue in creating imagery. Therefore, some individuals do remain in that state for a considerable time frame.
Great.
If they choose not to continue in that, this is the piece that is confusing to many individuals, because you have this idea that when you die, and eventually when you remember your death, then you will move into this non-physical transition, which you do, or you can. But then that means that you will be reabsorbed into essence.
Right.
No. And that means that your personal individual identity will be less important.
Yes.
No. You are unique. And you are also all of essence. Essence is not this grander, greater, bigger aspect of you that looms around you or over you or in some other place.
Right, it is you.
It is you.
Right, right. Okay.
Therefore, as I expressed, it is a configuration of the physical that creates these separations in attention. But you can move your attention in many different directions,
right,
and it doesn't change you being you.
Right, you said that, yes.
In this, if you remember your death and you choose to move into non-physical transition, all that action is shedding the objective awareness, because objective is what creates imagery.
Yes.
Therefore, it sheds the objective awareness and whatever the design or the blueprint is of a particular reality that the individual was participating in.
Wow.
Therefore, your reality would shed the components that are the blueprint of your reality, which would include belief systems, physical, and emotion.
Emotion, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Physical manifestation, communication,
mm-hmm,
and belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
That would be shed.
Right.
Because it is attached to this one reality.
Get it. I get it. Mm-hmm.
Then,
yes,
it is a choice of what you want to engage, what you want to explore, which is unlimited.
Right.
That could be you want to explore some other reality.
Right, right.
That is the piece that becomes confusing to many individuals, because all space and time is occupied in the same. But you are you,
right,
and you are not lost.
Right, okay.
And therefore, you continue to generate choices, and in your experience, you aren't familiar with other dimensions or other realities.
No.
Therefore, you may choose to explore that, and
right,
you may choose to experience that, or you may choose to experience other areas of consciousness that are not physical. Or you may choose to engage some element of some reality and not actually manifest with that, but participate with it, such as I am doing now.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting.
This is only one method.
Wow.
There are countless methods of how you can participate with the reality and not necessarily actually manifest in it.
Wow.
Therefore, there are limitless options of what you can do.
And they might even be concurrent, in the sense that when you're out of this time perception reality, there is no time, perhaps another dimension. Okay. So this fairy tale dimension that we're exploring now is another dimension with a different blueprint, and we visit it because we release...
I'm curious.
You're curious, but we release this time perception construct to travel there. But I create visual imagery of that place. So in some manner, I'm objectifying that fairy tale dimension to perceive
Definitely.
It. Okay. All right, because I'm a physical being.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I got to let all this sink in, Elias, because there's a lot here. It has to sink in. Okay, but it's very helpful because this is what this whole book thing is about. And I see I'm playing with things and taking poetic license, but that's fine. That's fine.
Definitely.
Yeah. Are there things
because
that...
Because it is all imagination.
Yes, it's fun.
And in that, all imagination is real.
That's right. There you go.
There is nothing that you can imagine
that isn't real.
That isn't real.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I wanted to segue now because I'm very filled up with Sandra-isms here. Let's see. Good. I just have a few quick things for other people. They don't have to be a whole lot. You know, I just want to make sure it's like a nice broad session this time. Nice. For Jerry, one quick question. He's concerned with a company in Brazil, and he would like to know if he should keep pursuing it legally, that's all, in Brazil, the company he's been involved with. Shall he continue to pursue legally his challenge there? Is there potential? Here we go. Back to Earth.
I would express that it definitely is a choice. And what I would say in relation to that choice is... what is actually and genuinely important.
Thank you.
Why is
Thank you. Okay. Perfect. Because my feeling is there are other things that are much more valuable and important to focus on. And
what I would say is for him to evaluate and examine himself and what it is producing.
Yes. Yes, I hear you. Yes.
And in evaluating what it is producing,
do you,
within him.
Yes. Do you want
not outside.
That's right. Do you want
then to evaluate why is this important?
Okay. Okay. Now that's a different angle. Okay. All right. It's a choice now and he can evaluate that. Now, Gregory asked a question about school. He wanted to... He's getting cold feet. He didn't make his deadline of September 15th with his thesis. And he's very challenged by it, and it's difficult to be with him because he's always full of angst about all of this. And he has a personality where he's... I won't go into that. The thing is... he asked, would he eventually, is there potential for him to eventually complete the whole thing and wrap it up and make it financially as he heads back to school? That's a two-part question.
Is there a potential for that? Yes.
Okay.
But it definitely is dependent on the choices that he generates and how focused he is. And I would express... similar manner to you, I would express that situation. The key piece is how much he continues to pay attention to what he feels.
Okay.
And allow that
to rule him.
To dictate his choices. That if he continues to focus on what he feels and allow that to direct him, rather than directing himself, then he may not be successful. If he reevaluates and recognizes motivation is not a feeling. And unmotivated is not a feeling. Those are actions, those are choices. You define them as feelings because you are generating feelings in relation to either of those expressions.
Right.
When you are unmotivated, you are generally discounting and you are feeling discouraged.
So that's the piece that he has to look at, how motivated or not motivated is creating a set of feelings, and that he has to look at that and make a choice? No. No.
No. What I am expressing is feelings can influence you.
Yes.
To be motivated or not motivated.
Yes.
But motivation or the lack of motivation is not a feeling in itself.
Okay.
Therefore, expressing I don't feel motivated is an invalid statement.
Oh.
Because motivation or the lack of motivation is not a feeling. It is a choice. And in that, regardless of what you are feeling, it is a matter of what you are doing, what you are choosing.
In his case, then, if he's choosing to distract himself from focusing on this thesis, is that part of this picture that we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a matter of being focused and generating an intentional choice. What he's doing is he is focusing on feelings, and then expressing.
I'm not motivated.
Yes, that he is expressing as the justification to do or not do.
Yeah. All right, I'll pass that one.
And the doing and the not doing is not dependent on feeling.
Got it. All right. Next little question for the next daughter. She asked, are the children still lactose intolerant? Because the sheep supply is going away. The sheep supplier is... I mean, my feeling in this case is that they can be weaned off milk now, in general.
Because, they can.
And if they psychologically have to do something, can they move into goat milk?
They do not need milk.
Okay, great. So once the supply is done, they don't even need it anymore.
Correct.
And they can slow... All right, great. Are they still lactose intolerant, these two boys, my little otter and giraffe? Okay. Is it likely that they'll keep creating this down the road at this point? You don't know. Okay. All right. No problem. She got a little nervous after her appendectomy with pain, and she got herself back in the hospital again to have something checked. Is she okay with her appendectomy, or is that just the anxiety she's dealing? Okay, great. She had a dream about God, which she found very, very interesting. She dreamt... It was some wonderful dream about, I don't have the details because it's on my recording device, so if I read it to you, I lose my recording. She was very taken with it. So my question is, that imagery she created was to reassure herself or...
And inspire.
Inspire. Oh, okay, very good. Very good.
And I would be very acknowledging.
It was a very beautiful dream she has. And very...
Is imagery that she has presented to herself in comfort, in inspiration, and validation.
Ah, very nice.
Therefore, I would acknowledge all of it.
Beautiful. Well, now I still have time. I'm jam-packing this session. There's still a little bit left.